This morning, again, we're going to do things a little bit different than typically we do for our Sunday services. That includes my message being a little bit shorter this morning than, quite a bit shorter actually than it usually is. This morning, again, we've been looking at Colossians, and we're going to continue to look at that. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 4. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me there. Colossians chapter 4. And again, we've been reading we've been studying this letter and looking at this theme of staying rooted to Jesus, staying connected to Him, putting Him in His place as supreme over all, as Paul talked about earlier in the letter, having Him as our focus over all things. And as we head to chapter 4, we come towards the end of the letter, and let's read together. Starting in verse 2, this is what Paul says. Paul says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open the doors to our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." The message this morning is going to be shorter because I think it's fairly straightforward. Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer. Now, straightforward doesn't necessarily mean easy, of course. It's not easy to always be devoted to prayer. It's not always easy to be fully and completely devoted to something, of course. That's a struggle that I'm sure we all are aware of. When you start new habits or new routines, to make it a habit, right? It doesn't start out as something that's a habit. It starts out as something you need to work at. And in the same way, I think prayer is the same way also. But Paul says, devote yourself to prayer. And then he gives us just three things. This will be probably the shortest message that you'll hear from me, like, ever. Okay? I don't know. I say that now, and somebody's going to time me, and then one time give me a shorter I'll do a shorter one, but that's okay. So Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer, and then he gives three ways in which we ought to pray. Three ways. In verse 2, he says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. As we devote ourselves to prayer, as we live this new life that we've been given in Christ, and we root ourselves in Him, who He is and what He's done for us, we come and we devote ourselves to prayer with thankfulness, with gratitude. There's something about being grateful, there's something about gratitude that changes us. When you are grateful and thankful, like, this is like, actually, there's studies that show that like your brain actually kind of can change when you take on an attitude of thankfulness or gratefulness. Like, it actually does something chemically to your brain where it changes your outlook on life. It changes your attitude that you have toward other people. It actually does something to you. It changes your brain, but then that also changes, like, your actions, your responses. Like, so it changes your brain, but then it changes you also in very tangible ways, too. And so Paul says, it's so important to be thankful. Again, this is what we've had the opportunity to do this morning, to come and remember and be thankful, to express our thanksgiving for the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us, for the life that He's given us, for what He's done for us. That's the first thing Paul says, to devote yourselves to prayer. He says, pray with thankfulness in verse 2. And then Paul says, we move down to verse 3 and 4. Paul says, he says, pray that doors would be opened for the gospel. As we devote ourselves to prayer, as we devote ourselves to this life in Jesus, to His kingdom, to His mission, we're to devote ourselves to prayer that doors would be opened for the gospel, that the kingdom would advance. Let's just look at verse 3 and 4 really quickly. Paul says, to pray for us, he says. Pray for us. Paul's coming to a church, and he has his team, his group of people that he traveled with and that supported him. And Paul says to this church, again, like we talked about a few weeks ago, Paul didn't know these people. He wasn't there. He never actually visited them. He just got word of what they were doing and their testimony of faith. But even then, he calls them and says, pray for me. And even if you think about Paul's status as an apostle, right? Paul was like the guy when it came to following Jesus. And when it came to like his faith and his spirituality and his heart for Jesus and his heart for the kingdom and his heart for the gospel, Paul was the guy. And he turns to these people who are just average people like you and me. And he says, no, pray for me. Because even somebody who's farther along, who seems to be more spiritual or farther along in their walk with Jesus, even people who look like they're ahead still need prayer. And we need to be praying. Praying for one another, praying for all the opportunities that for the gospel to go forward, for the word of God to go out, and for lives and hearts and people to be changed, and to experience the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus, to experience the life that's in him and only in him. So we pray for doors to be opened to the gospel. That's verse 3 and 4. And then lastly, in verse 5 and 6, Paul says, pray for wisdom in your words and actions. Paul calls the Colossian church to pray to be wise in the way they would act toward others. Again, there's a way in which we're thinking about this life in Jesus that we've been called to, this new life that we have to give to Jesus and to serve him and his kingdom and his mission and his plans. And we do that, and our testimony, the life that we live, matters. And so we're called to pray. Paul calls the church to pray that our testimony would be one that goes forward, a testimony that plays a part in doors being open to the gospel, a testimony that is a part of people witnessing and coming to know and meet and understand who Jesus is and why they need to follow him and serve him and give their life to him also. Now, I don't know about you. I've already gone here longer than I thought I would probably, so this is okay. I don't know about you, but my testimony as a Christian is not super exciting. It's not. I'm just going to be honest. And I remember, I often sometimes find it hard because there's people that have great stories, and some of you guys have amazing stories of your life and how God has worked and moved in your life. And but despite how amazing you think your story is, or how lackluster you think it is, your story still matters, your life still matters, and you still have just as an important role to play in your witness, in witnessing to the good news of the gospel, to the truth and the reality of who Jesus is. That was just a little side note, but I felt like I needed to say that this morning here. So Paul says, devote yourself to prayer. This is our message for this morning. This is our challenge for this morning. Pray with thankfulness, with gratitude. Pray that doors would be opened for the gospel. Again, we're thinking locally, but also globally as well. And pray for our wisdom and actions, that our witness, that we would have a good witness. Again, Paul says that, let your conversations be full of grace and seasoned with salt. This is our challenge, this is our message. Now, again, instead of drawing this out anymore, I thought it would be good and fitting with this challenge from this passage to actually just go and do that. So this morning, we're going to spend the rest of our time together, and we're going to spend time praying for these things in particular, and we're going to incorporate also some time in worship as well. And so we're going to begin that now, and that's what we're going to do with the rest of our time. We're going to devote ourselves to prayer. So as we begin that, John Geary here is going to come up, and he's going to just start off our time together in prayer. He's going to introduce sort of how we're going to do this, and he's going to start us off.
Good morning. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to share for a few minutes about prayer. But first, a verse that I'd like to read to you, and I'm reading it to you because in short order, I couldn't memorize it. It's from 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. Far be it from me that I should sin by failing to pray for you. And I know we're exhorted to pray for one another. And I'll try to keep my story short, and we could always reread that particular passage. But in January, and some folks know about this, and maybe perhaps most of you, but I came down with I couldn't swallow very well, and I had some kind of thing in my throat, which I'd had before. And I didn't think much of it, and it got kind of worse and worse, and I thought it was just an infection, a gland infection. And as time went on, it got more difficult to swallow, and I slowly began to pray for myself. And my thoughts went to Apostle Paul that his prayer hadn't been answered, but that God's grace was sufficient for him. And things got so bad, and finally Mary said, you better go see a doctor. And I hadn't asked for prayer from the church or from any of my friends, but I thought, it'll just go away. But a couple of weeks, 3 weeks went by, and nothing happened, and finally I went to see the doctor, and she sent me to a surgeon, and they did a whole bunch of tests. And those tests, CAT scan, biopsies, and all that kind of stuff. And they came back, and even they sent it to me in the email, too, and said, you have a lump in your throat that's cancerous. So they began to schedule me for radiation. And I still hadn't asked for prayer from anyone. I was just praying for myself. But by this time, I had to use Mary had gone and bought me a bunch of straws to suck water and drink down, and I couldn't eat really solid food anymore. And because of that, I was losing even more weight, which I didn't need to. And so finally, one of my friends who was down in Arizona at the time, he said, have you asked everyone to pray for you? And I said, no. And he said, well, you better. He said, I'm heading back to Arizona, and I'll ask my church family, a large church family, to pray. So the next Wednesday, I asked our prayer group if they would begin to pray. And the short of it all was that within 2 days of me reaching out and asking others to pray for me from our church family and friends that reached all the way into Arizona, within 2 days, suddenly, I was able to start swallowing again within 2 days. And it just kept getting better. I didn't have to use a straw anymore. And a few more days went by, and I met the surgeon. He met me at least three times within 3 weeks. I think it wasn't quite unusual. And I went back to him, and I said, you know, I think things are getting good. So he did another not the one that puts you asleep, but he went down the throat scan. And he said, he got up and he scratched his head and he said, I don't know what's going on here, but the lump is gone. Looks like it's healed. And I go, wow. So one thing we can remember is to be thankful for prayer, but also that we might not forget to ask others to pray for us. because it was not until I asked others that this lump, and it went down. You figure that's pretty quick. And then he had me come back, the surgeon had me come back another a few days later just to make sure again, and kind of dreaded that one. And he said, no, he said, it looks like, he said, I don't know what happened, but you're healed, I guess. And he scratched his head again, and the nurse even did that. And I only had the one opportunity to talk to him, because very, very busy man. But I did share to him that we were Christians and that we believe in the power of prayer. The power of prayer. So this morning, my whole idea of sharing this, because a lot of us men don't like to particularly share about our weaknesses or things that go on. but I thought, if I can encourage you this morning to remember others in prayer, and in fact, you know, that we each reach out to others asking them if they would like prayer, as my friend did to me. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Oh, and I need to pray. Let us pray. Gracious Father, this morning it's really a privilege to come to the throne of grace. Thank you for thy loving kindness to each one of us, Lord, that our hope lies in you. Oh, Father, you are not only a forgiving God, but a healing God. And you do come alongside each one of us. Father, thank you for being with us and for healing, Lord. And this morning, we ask your blessing and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear God, I thank you for this morning. Thank you for this time where we can come together and pray. We can gather to hear your word and to worship together. I thank you for giving us the gospel, the good news that through Jesus' death on the cross, we may have salvation if we put our trust in you. I pray that you would continue to open doors for this message to be shared with people who have not heard. I pray for our missionaries serving overseas, that you would continue to provide them with opportunities to share your word, that you would give them the strength they need each day to continue the work that you are doing through them. I pray for the many camp ministries in our area that are going on right now in the middle of their busy season. I think of Galilean, Oshpikun, All Tribes, the important work that these camps are doing and the impact that they can have on our kids and our community. I pray for the staff that you would give them strength, energy, and wisdom, that they would rely on you as they share the gospel with many kids who have not heard it before. I pray for these kids that you would open their hearts and their minds, that they would receive your message, and that they would feel your love during their week at camp. I pray for each one of us here this morning, that through our daily lives and our conversations with our family, friends, coworkers, that they would see the work you've done in our lives, and that I pray through this that you would provide opportunities for us to share the gospel. Please give us the words to say and the courage to have these conversations. I pray these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Our next topic of prayer is prayer for our church family. So praying for wisdom in our words and our actions, and that we will be faithful witnesses to Jesus and for Jesus in his kingdom. So I invite you to take a few moments of silent prayer for our families. Lord, thank you for how you provide for us. You know the big and the small details of our lives and the things that we are going through, and you are with us in those moments. You know the challenges, you know the happy parts. And Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you for each one with our different circumstances. And I pray for protection over our families. And for the parents, I pray for guidance and for wisdom in parenting our children and strength for those daily struggles. May we raise our children to love you and serve you, Lord. And for our marriages and for our relationships, Lord, I pray for that as spouses, we'd be unified and that we would seek you to glorify you in your marriages and in our households Lord, that you would be present in all those parts, in the daily life and the and sometimes hard struggles, that you would be in that. Lord, I also pray for our places of employment and for our schools as we think about going back. May you be glorified in our words and our actions there. And may we work hard in what we do. Lord, help us to represent you well in all that we do. And may you fill us each with your peace and with your presence so that we know that you go before us. We thank you that you are with us in every moment that we have. And may we trust you for those things. May we trust you for opportunities, for a chance to speak to others, and just to show your love in our work, in our school, in our families, and in our city. We thank you for this church family. May you continue to bless and guide and direct it. Amen.
First of all, I must say thank you to Jen and Jared for the songs in between and the music for the whole service. It's been wonderful. Especially that last song just touched my heart. How often do we forget to pray? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take everything to the Lord in prayer. We've heard about the power of prayer. John gave us a little story about the power of prayer. And I know that there are a lot of us, if not all of us, that have experiences of how prayer has been answered. Prayer has been answered in a real way and unexpected ways sometimes. How the Lord comes through and answers our prayers. The power of prayer. And I was really encouraged by Ryan's emphasis on remembrance. During the Lord's Supper, remembrance. And we need to be remembering not only what the Lord has done for us, but remembering each other day by day in prayer. Remembering other churches, congregations, sister churches. So that's the topic that I'm going to be praying on this morning. And I want to give you a short length of time to pray silently with yourselves, and then I'm going to lead out in prayer later on after that short time. I'll give you a list of some of the churches, and in doing that, you'll maybe remember someone from that church that you know and want to pray for, a pastor or some other member that attends that church. So I'll give you a list of churches. First Baptist. The sister church, Faith Baptist, Echo Bay, FBC in Elliott Lake, Harbor Light, Baptist Church, Bible Fellowship, City Bible, Bethel Bible Chapel, Lighthouse, Destiny, Believers, and many others that you may have on your personal list. So, I'll give you some time now to just pray silently for someone you may think of in that church or that church specifically, and then I'll lead out in prayer after. Father, as we come to you in prayer, we want to remember our brothers and sisters who are serving the Lord in other congregations, in ministries. Lord, we lift up First Baptist to you and Pastor James. We lift up Faith Baptist to you in Echo Bay, Pastor TJ. We lift up FBC in Elliott Lake, Pastor Lloyd. We think of other churches, Lord, Harbor Light Baptist Church, Bible Fellowship, City Bible, Bethel Bible, Lighthouse Ministries, Destiny, Believers. Lord, we think of these churches and the pastors and the members. And Lord, we want to think of them more. So often we get so involved in daily lives when we forget to pray. Lord, help us to make lists. Write down the names of these churches and pastors and anyone we can think of. And especially, Lord, we want to think of our own congregation here. Pray, Lord, that we would know and understand problems some of us are going through. Lord, that we would just lift one another up daily. That we would seek your power. That we would seek your answers to our prayers. And Lord, for a ministry, the Pregnancy Center, I lift them up also. Think of Louisa McGlashan and our own Jess Roberts. Lord, we pray that you would just strengthen them in whatever they are doing. We just hold up this ministry, Lord, so valuable it is. So, Lord, as we continue to pray for all these different items, Lord, we pray that you would just give us the strength, and we seek your answers to our prayers. We know and trust in you, and you want to hear from your children, and you want to bless your children. Thank you so much for loving us. We pray as the gospel goes forth, this message of salvation, that people would come to you. You would use all these different ministries, Lord. Just speak through them. Thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So, again, this is not our typical Sunday service, but I think it's these moments are important to come back to, moments where we remember the power of prayer, truly the difference that prayer can make when we pray. And we prayed for some things, but again, as we take this challenge to be devoted to prayer regularly, as we take this beyond these three things, to bring all things, like we've sang, to God in prayer. And I also just I'd say, one of the things that I appreciate most about this church, and many of you, is that we are a church who, I think, who does this well, who really grasps hold of truly the power of prayer. And even in recent days, my wife Kayla and I are so thankful for your prayers that you've been praying for us as we headed down to Sick Kids earlier this last week. Thank you for your prayer, and it truly does make a difference. So, again, this has been a powerful moment. But as we close, as we go from here, as we conclude our time today, would you just go in peace to love and to serve the Lord? Amen.